What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP. And then this is the CP Podcast, the podcast where we talk about the shit CP want to talk about. And you know, if you want to talk about the shit I want to talk about, God damn it. Hey, listen, close my door on your way out. And don't slam my screen, though. That mean get the fuck out from old folks. Don't let the door hit. Fuck it.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
There you go. I was like, don't let the good door hit you where the Lord hit you when he split you. Don't let the door hit you where Diddy hit you. That's the new one. Don't let the screen door hit you where Diddy might get you. To my right, a knight in the fight for what is right, using only her computer light. Maya is in the building.
Hello.
How's Roman?
He is fantastic.
For real?
Yeah. He rolls over when you try to change his diaper.
Fight. Yeah, that's a little... So, you know, do you guys have a changing table that you're using? So, you know that there's the little straps on the changing table. He don't fuck with those?
No, he'll still roll over in them.
Oh, he'll roll over in them. Oh, okay. He need to be like strapped down like a juggernaut or one of the Magneto or something. You know, it's okay. I get it. Okay. Wow. So he wants y'all to change his diaper from the back. Like, he's a wild boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got to chill out. Kids is fucking crazy, man. Man, my daughter used to just, man, she used to, I don't even want to talk about her diaper experiences. Man, you ever change your kid's diaper and then you walk away and then you hear a doo-doo? And you're like, no. No, I purposely waited 2 pisses to change this diaper because I wasn't about to waste no money for one that didn't even sponge you up. At least get one that sponge you up. See, if a parent know, a regular piss diaper sometimes is like, all right, we at home. I'm not about to just change. But if it looked like your baby just had 240s, you know what I'm saying? Like, the diaper sag is so low that you can just see your baby's ass. When he walking around like his whole ass, then you know. But yeah, man, that's crazy. Anyway, so shout out to Roman, man. Very athletic. I mean, he's super strong. He's not walking, is he? Not yet.
No, he's pulling himself up.
Yeah, so he'll be walking soon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and after that, I could just imagine he gonna be doing karate in the garage. He one of them. I could just see that. He about to be very active. He gonna need to go do karate in the garage. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I was a karate in the garage kid. You know what I'm saying? Breaking boards. You know what I'm saying? Making ramps and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope. That's dope. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right. And then today we have Leah with us today. Amir is away. Shout out to Amir.
What up?
But we have Leah here. What I said, shout out to Amir. Yeah. You said what up. Don't say what up for Amir. Because we got to have a moment of silence for Amir.
He's doing good, though.
No,
he's at a graduation.
Yeah. He's doing good, but I'm just saying. He's not here, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, he's not.
We'll see him at the crossroads, so he won't be lonely. Nah, but, yeah, man, good to see you, Leah.
Good to see you, too.
It's always a treat when the real G's meet, you know? Right. Let me tell you something. Ooh, I love a good trail mix. Mm. Where the fuck would you find M&M's at on a trail? Nobody ever thought about that. This ain't no goddamn trail mix. Where would you find, like, why is the chocolate even in there? I would imagine overseas, the trail mix don't got that in. Trail mix probably got, like,
raisins.
Peanuts, raisins, psychedelic mushrooms. You know what I'm saying? Crickets. That's a trail mix.
You know they call it gorp some places?
Gorp?
I don't know.
I wouldn't eat gorp. I don't want to eat gorp.
But it's the same thing. It's just...
That's what's gorp?
It's trail mix. Gorp.
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 That's crazy. And then, to my left, man, one of my dogs, man. This is one of my oldest friends, man. Like, this dude, man. Like, I have, like, classic videos in Detroit, right? And so, this dude was, like, my first manager. Now, he's my business partner. He's a producer on my special that's coming out Sunday after 6. But, like, I'm talking about, like, everything you love from Reggie Bo to the shit Detroit niggas say. all of that. Like, this is my partner, man. We've been producing that shit together. The Kunta Kinte skit. If you ain't seen the My Kunta Kinte skit, have you seen that sketch?
No, I haven't.
What?
No, I haven't.
It's a sketch about what if Kunta Kinte... Whoa, whoa, let me stop. Brandon Lee. B. Lee is in the building. Shout out to my guy, B. Lee 313. My fault, I didn't even... I'm about to go to Kunta. Anyway, what's up, Brody?
Man, what's the deal? Good people. Appreciate y'all having me. Mm-hmm. You know? It's always a treat. Blessings.
You feel it's me? Good to meet you.
Great to meet you.
I guarantee you, that's probably all he gonna say. He like Birdman brother. Me know Birdman brother. You know, Birdman be out here like, you know what I'm saying? We sparkling in the light, playboy. You understand me? All we do is spark and shine. Every time we go outside, even if it ain't no moon, you know, dig me? My chain. And then his brother be like, yeah, y'all stay blessed. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm anyway. I have a few words for y'all, for sure.
That's what's up. Kunta Kinte, though. Mm-hmm. I did a Kunta Kinte sketch. Which, in my opinion, what you think, Lee? This is probably one of my most, like, in Detroit, this was, like, a legendary sketch.
For sure.
Like, the quality, like, it was shot like a movie. We use, shout out to, there's a advertising agency called Donor. In Michigan, it's in Southfield. I don't know if it's still there or not. We shot there for Detroiters one time. That episode where I was like, it's a bunch of dick blood on the floor. It was just random. If you know Detroiters, you know the episode. So anyway, but also like these were, Donor let me use their cameras because the director was my homeboy Tone, who was like a partner or a worker at Donor, like their lead editor or some shit like that. He was dope. Tone knew how to do his shit. Anyway, we shot this sketch about what it would be like if Kunta Kinte was famous and going around from plantation to plantation doing scare straight programs about like why you shouldn't be running away. He don't have no feet. I know it's crazy because listen, this is like that sweet spot, like 2014 when it was just wild on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Remember that nigga was like waffle fries. Remember him? It was like, it was some crazy shit. And so people was just out their shit trying to, you know. But
it was a better time.
It was a great time.
It was a much better time.
So this sketch, it's called Kunta Kinte Scared Straight, is insane, right? And it's like very early CP where it's like, you know, I had no mentors to tell me how to curve my creativity into making sure that I had sellable content and shit that would really resonate across the board and not no fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, we was out here wild shooting whatever we wanted to shoot, saying whatever we wanted to say about whatever racial group or anything. And I acknowledge it so that I don't get canceled for it later. You know what I'm saying?
Who's going to cancel you?
Oh, man.
For that? Who's canceling you for that? Everyone loves it, right?
Yeah, everyone loves it? I don't think it was bad. It was just, you know, it was classic.
We need to bring it back. We need to bring that back.
Pull it up. Let's pull it up. Can we pull it up? Pull it up right now.
I don't think it was cancelable. I think it was, you know.
Pull it up,
man. Did it the right way.
I thought it was good, but it could very well be cancelable. And this is on YouTube, too, because I don't think that we're going to show this for the YouTube. I think this is just for the Patreon. Okay. Just for the people that's watching this today that's in the Patreon, I'm going to let y'all see the sketch. For everybody else, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's about to go, bam, to the future. We're about to be in the future right now. I'm telling you right now, you about to see me in the future. Anyway, mm-hmm. B-Lee is here, man. That's stuff like that, man, is you know, just throughout my career, we've worked together on different projects like that, man. And I did, somebody said, Chappelle Show quality. That's crazy because at the time we was doing this, I had a Live Nation deal, which was insane to be in Detroit. I'm in Detroit, the only comedian there I had a 12-month Live Nation deal where I would do a show every month called the CP Show. Mm. And so at the CP Show, I would do stand-up and then I would go to like clips that we shot that week. So y'all can look on Instagram, you know, on YouTube, type in the CP Show. And it was like, we put one on YouTube so that we could try to shop the format. Of course, nobody knew who the fuck I was at the time. It's so crazy, man. Like, they told us no so many times. And the main reason was because, like, who are you? Not even thinking, like, dog, I'm really funny and I have a perspective and you could be on the precipice of knowing who's next. It was just like, no, who are you? And it's like, man, now the same motherfuckers got to pay me so much money to work with me. And it's like, I was knocking on that same door. And I think that's just to anybody, man. Just a note about persistence, man. Those no's have nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Those no's would have enhanced somebody's career who didn't even deserve to bring you to the table. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have got a hell of a Christmas bonus bringing me in that bitch and letting my show go crazy and you the executive and all I had to do was bring it to you and beg you to do it, and you just do it. Like, fuck that. That ain't how it's supposed to go.
I don't think they were paying attention enough to how good the quality was to be completely independent. Yeah. Like, doing stuff like that just off the hip. They was overlooking, like, if a battery would have got put in the back, could have went even just out the world instant.
I even talk about World Star. Y'all see me with the World Star chain sometime. That piece mean a lot to me because Q was the first person to believe in me without nothing being in it for him. Mm. Like, he literally was like, oh, no, bro. You the face. You the face. I was the face of World Star for like 4 months.
Nice.
Bro, I was, my life was set fucking with World Star. It was like, yeah, bro, we about to do this. You know, you'll hear people say they got $1 million on their calendar. But I know what that means. You could literally be like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We got these activations. We got these. But it was like, he just fucked with me because he saw it. But I got so much hate mail from doing World Star. It was like, who the fuck is this guy? All on Twitter. Who is this guy? Why is it not DC? Why is it not so-and-so? Oh, my God. Who is this nigga? Mind you, you look back, I had some of the funniest moments that I think was on TV around that time, but just nobody cared because who the fuck was I? It's like they didn't like how I looked. Like, it was like, who the fuck is this guy?
People, and that's so like crazy. What they've seen before. Even if they don't like when they first see it, they see it like 10 times, like, oh, I like that now. Songs that they didn't like when they first heard it, they hear it 10 times, like, oh, now it's my favorite song. But you didn't like it when you first heard it.
People, who, like, saw me do Love Life always tell me, like, different executives, like, man, you need your own show. And I'm like, bro, I had my own show. Like, nobody fucking watched it. You know what I'm saying? like nobody fucked with it. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just interesting, like, you know, me and Lee, we just left a meeting for my new special that's coming out. And we did it independently, so we get to sell it to a network, which is nice. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's not going to be a lot of people in the way of the money. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be us. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, it's just very interesting how you see how much a special costs, and you start meeting the people who do them, and you like, bro, I could have been doing this. I could have put this money to the side and did one of these anytime I felt like I was hot. And put out one and put, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like real estate, you know, just learning your power. I think that you have to be in the game and go through it to really be able to appreciate it and to be able to notice moments of opportunity that you can really pounce on and go crazy, you know? So that's that, man. I pulled a couple Pokemon cards this week. I'm trying to think if I could. People was asking me last week, what's the app? The app is called Center Stage. And so, yeah, that was my Pokemon picks for the week. If you don't have my Patreon, you need to go back and check out those because, you know, these are some of the packs that you need to be investing in for real. But like I said, that app is called Center Stage. And so if you are on a Patreon, you got those Pokemon picks or whatever. Yeah. So anyway, what's up? What's up, man? What's going on in the world, Maya?
You want to see something crazy?
Hell yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure if there is even audio on this, so you're going to have to just... You're just going to
have
to...
Hold on, let me read the description. Fiery dispute between Flamethrower and Mariachi. Just sound like a Mariachi. Street fighter.
It's a street fight between street performers, Mariachi band, and a Flamethrower, a guy who spits out fire.
Oh, I'm sure he got his ass whooped. Let's check it out.
Let's see.
You got to be able to get to your fireball. You know, Hadouken, let's go crazy. Ooh, I've been waiting on this.
You just found out about this.
No, but you know, this one of the ones I didn't realize I wanted, but I do want it. I realize I'm waiting on it my whole life. They some hoes. Look how they hugging.
So this is a territorial dispute because who gets the best tips?
Oh, you hit him with that guitar though. Yeah, I knew they was gonna beat the flamethrower ass. Come on, nah, because he got to light his lighter and get to it. Look at him stomping that nigga out.
Oh, but watch.
Oh, got to that flame though. That's crazy.
Yeah, he got yoga fire. He got to that yoga fire.
He lit but, him on fire.
But look at my man. He flamed up. He the one that got all the cologne on because everybody else ain't flaming up. But it's always Gerald with the goddamn cologne on. He done flamed his goddamn bald head up. You know what? I said the mariachi band still won.
How did they still win? They got set on fire.
I mean, so? Shit. Oh, he threw a Molotov cup. He going to jail. What country is this?
Mexico.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere. Just another Monday in the cold. Just another Monday in the cold.
No, they deserve all of that. They were trying to jump him and beat him with the guitars.
Man, ain't shit gonna happen to that nigga. He about to be just another Monday in the cold. People driving mad. Hey, look at that flamethrower. Hey, no, I made Maya laugh, bro. That's a dub. Oh, shit, he got a flamethrower. Hey, that fool got a fucking flamethrower.
Hey, that's crazy.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. I love Mexican people so much, man. I don't want no smoke. I'm a comedian, man. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. that fool had a flamethrower. I swear to God, it's fucking, there's a band and then it's fucking, I don't know.
No, they were stomping on him.
Yeah, he got stomped out. Did they get 30-degree burns? Did they die? No. Then they won.
No, that one definitely got lit.
Who? Him?
Hey, dog. No,
there's one definitely.
You see how they ran through the fire? He got his ass whooped.
No, this one here. One second. Where is it? Him. He's still on fire and he leaves the shot.
Oh, yeah, because that juice got through on him. He threw that fire juice on him. Ooh, it was probably flaming hot dust in there, all kind of shit. Look at him. He fucking threw it. Fucking. he can't even get up. They still trying to look at his leg on fire. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah, that was funny. Well, I am going to do a live about the Pokemon. I am going to do like a whole video on my Patreon breaking down the Pokemon shit. I counted out 39 cards in my collection Saturday. Me and my daughter sat down and $10,700. Wow. $10,700. I'm talking about I got 8 Charizards. And this is given that they all come back PSA 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just so y'all know, too, it's no coincidence. GameStop, can we bring this up real quick? GameStop just started this whole thing where they are now buying PSA 8, 9, and 10 cards out of nowhere. I'm telling you, there's a boom in this market, and it's fucking crazy money. Did y'all hear about Logan Paul losing $3.5 million on Pokemon cards because he bought some fake first editions? And they were like verified by the BCC, and then they ended up not being real.
That's wild.
He opened up one of the packs. It was G.I. Joe cards in there. That's crazy.
$3.5 million in fake Pokemon cards. That is a shame.
Yeah. That's brutal. So, you know, this. Like, the market is getting crazy, man. You know, I'm not going to... how much you pay for all of them? I think I'm probably, like, about... Just cracking packs, I'm probably, like, about, like, $700 into the hobby right now. And so I haven't graded anything. I just have them all sleeved up and in top loaders, and I put them in my safe. So they're ready to go. And I'll probably open up my PSA account this weekend... And because I did see that they started doing bulk. Now, mind you, I'm $700, maybe a little bit over $700 into the hobby right now, right? And then, matter of fact, I'll even say $850 with, if you count the basketball cards, because I've been hitting on the basketball cards a lot more, right? So I bought a 2021-2020 pack and got one. I got a box and I got one Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I got like some LaMelo and all of that, but that shit don't mean nothing right now. Niggas looking for them Anthony Edwards. They saying that nigga finna be the one. He's balling crazy and talking shit. He's just like everywhere. He looked like a young Michael Jordan if you really look at the nigga. So I'll say that. But what I'm trying to say is that it's gonna cost about $20 per card to get him graded, right? So that's important too, because I have a lot of fucking cars that are valuable enough to be graded and sold, right? And that's my whole thing. Like I was just telling Lee, because I was putting Lee up on it. Like the card selling game is about to be like this is like a new hustle. Like it's kind of like drug dealing, and it's kind of scary to kind of equate it like that. But it's like I wish I knew more about selling some other shit that I could equate it to. But to me, it feel like selling dope a little bit, and it's kind of fun. Like because it's just like, you know, like you get the car, so you become the plug, and niggas want these cars. You know what I'm saying? So you sell them to the sellers. Right, so you the plug, you the nigga who cracking the packs, you the nigga with the bread for real, who got enough money to keep going through the packs, finding the cars, which is way cheaper than say buying this one car for $2,500, right? Like that's what they want. They're mm-hmm. rich, they're into that. They, you know, having that car is, I guess they playing it. However, I don't give a fuck what they do with it. They could jack off to it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna make sure that I have the card. It's Fleer and Upper Deck still around? Not really. But if you got some Fleer and Upper Decks from your childhood, bro, I would suggest you use that Center app, that Center Stage app, scan that shit, and see how much money that you're working with, bro. I promise you. All them old Grant Hills, them old Reggie Millers, Ty Gemini, yep, NBA Hoops. You know what's crazy? Shout out to Ty Gemini. How them dogs doing? She got two puppies from me, right?
Oh.
Two of my French Bulldogs. One blue and tan and one crazy Merle. The one she got, Merle, almost looked like a damn cow. You know what I'm saying? Like, just how the markets look. And so we met at the airport or whatever, because I had the puppies flown in to where she's at. And she said, spoiled, good. That's good. That's what I like to hear. And so while I was waiting on you, Ty, you don't even know this, I bought a pack of... I bought two packs of basketball cards from there. It's a 7-Eleven that's right by the airport. And I bought two packs of cards, and I hit a Wimby. And I was like, that's interesting. A Wimby. I wonder what his card is worth. Looked it up, and that's when I found out it was worth, like, at the time, like $65. For two packs of cards that I spent $7.99 a pack on, I just made $65. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm in it now. You know what I'm saying? And I started, like, looking for cards. And I kind of got back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She said, doesn't Ty know? Yeah, Brandon got a puppy too. I forgot, man. Yeah, definitely got Ace Bug, man.
Yeah, Ace Buggy, for sure.
Absolutely, man. So, that's the... How's Ace doing, man?
Man, Ace doing good. Getting that's big, good, strong, muscles.
For real?
Stocky and out.
Yeah, I want to see some pictures of that boy, man. That was one of my favorite puppies from the litter, man. He was just always chilling. They was all going crazy. Ace would be like, Yeah. And then it's funny because the two that Ty got was the two gangster girls, is what we called them. She got two gangster girls. They was the ones holding court, man. So that's cool. We talk about all kind of shit, man. Anyway, I would suggest get these cards. Anyway, so aliens, time travel, space, anything exciting happen in the land of... Oh yeah, GameStop is doing cards. So we did see that, right? You brought that up.
Yeah. With
him. All right, cool. Anything happen?
So there is a huge controversy with OpenAI and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh. Wait, what's OpenAI?
It's basically like a ChatGPT thing, and they have a Sky Assistance voice. Because this ChatGPT app has an assistant called Sky. Not anymore. Because the person who did this, basically, the guy's name is Sam Altman, and his favorite movie was Her. Did you ever see Her?
Yeah.
Okay, so his favorite movie was Her. That stars Scarlett Johansson.
And he fell in love with that robot.
He falls in love with the computer, and it's just a voice. So this guy's favorite movie is Her. And so he asked Scarlett Johansson to do the voice for Sky. She said, no, I'm not going to do it. So it's like, whatever. 2 days before it's about to premiere, he asked her again to do the voice for Sky. She says, no, I'm not going to do it. It premieres, it sounds exactly like her. And people brought it to her attention that they had stolen her voice.
And they did that just based on just media from her online, obviously.
They said they hired an actress who sounded exactly like her, but they could also have deepfaked it.
But that's the thing, though. Scarlett Johansson, like, get that bag. God damn, they've asked you twice. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that fucking money. Get your ass in there and record the shit. But they found somebody that sounds just like you, and now you look stupid. So now this bitch got a bag but sounding like you when you sound more like you than she do, and you can't even get the bag because of what? Why? What?
Well, they've taken it down.
Because her parents named her fucking Scarlett Joanne Hansen. This three-name bitch. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They've taken it down.
She got the three-name problem.
Johansson's one name.
Oh, it's Johansson.
Yeah.
I thought it was Joe. Johansson. I thought it was Joe. And Joe. Then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Shit. Joe Handsome?
Yeah. So that's a big controversy. Can they just take your likeness like that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, let me put this up on the screen so people can see. Yeah.
Tiffany Alexander said that's what she likes about collecting toys. Tiff, do you sell those toys? And let me see. Ty Gemini said, oh yeah, so it is NBA Hoops. That's the brand that I got at that 7-Eleven. It was NBA Hoops. But it's also Panini. And it's one start with an O, like Oblivion or Obsidian or some shit like that. And then she said, Miss White feisty and she talks. That's dope. She sound like her dad.
Someone said OpenAI owns ChatGPT. So this is going to be a thing going forward. Can they just use your likeness or your voice? A voice, like people do impressions.
People do impressions? Man, look. Yes, I've worked with, what's my man name, dog, who did fucking the shit with us, dog. We was like, this nigga. The nigga, bro, he did the puppet voices. And then he was also on the Reggie Bo shit. What's that nigga name? Comedian. God damn, he was trying to flex on us so bad. We was laughing at this nigga. What's his name? He played my pops on the Reggie Bo pilot.
Ari Spears.
Ari Spears. He does voices. And we didn't work with this nigga to sound like other people because you could get the impressionist. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder how legal that is, though. We're about to find out with this. She could get a bigger bag if she sues them and wins.
I think they're still figuring out what that world looks like. I like that too,
Tiff. You say what?
I think they're still figuring out what that world looks like legally.
Okay. Now, I'm glad that you said that because a couple of things I noticed, right? Number one, three-body problem.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens sent, if spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it. The aliens, I'm going to give you a second to get the fuck on if you haven't watched it yet. The aliens sent AI versions of themselves here to interface with us. Now, pull up, there's a guy recently, like an author, who had a conversation with the AI clone version of himself. Like, look and sound. Because this brings up another question about what's about to be possible as it pertains to us being able to send our likeness and our consciousness to these different parts of the galaxy that we couldn't get to in our lifetime. Right there, Reid Hoffman. Dog, 20 years, I've been on Facebook, and that's my first, like, real social media, maybe even Black Planet, back in 2001. I've been online for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Like I ain't wrote no books, but I have written posts that are my direct thoughts and opinions about certain things. Like, there could be a voice catered around not only what you hear from me on my podcast, but also, like, what you see from me online. That's crazy that they created this nigga, and it probably took seconds to create this.
Did you see the episode of Black Mirror when they offered her to basically a doll of her husband, like a recreation of her husband?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it's similar, except obviously they don't have the robot technology, but it's similar. It's just like, can we make, I guess, a shadow version, a reflection version?
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, you talk about us being able to communicate with different different intelligent life, right? Like, if we got the idea based on watching Three Body Problem to do that, just know that the idea has probably already been done. Like, they probably already sent a Siri to different parts of, you know what I'm saying? Or Siri could be from Sirius, like a whole star system that we didn't even realize that they sent us AI to learn about us. And we're sitting here asking Siri all these questions, and we don't even question the fact that that Siri that we're talking to could literally be us all interviewing. Imagine if at the end of the day, your Siri was who determined whether or not you went to heaven or hell. Like,
so we're in a simulation?
Your Siri your phone is in your pocket all the time. Your phone hears every conversation. Your phone knows everything about you. What if there was like, bam, give me your phone. We'll tell you right now whether or not Siri, what kind of person is he? He is a monster.
Hey, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? He, you don't even know the things that he has plotted and done. And it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like that's what scares me about the idea that, because what if everything I say online is when I come online mad? Like, what if everything I say online is when I'm angry and I only come to Twitter when I'm upset and I only come to Twitter to vent or to troll? Mm-hmm. And then from my online profile and my online imprint, me trolling, now it's like, you have created a troll version of me with only my worst thoughts. Right? Because, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, that's a lot of people's social media presence. It's just the worst of themselves.
That's my point. Exactly. And so they are kind of, in a way, writing the code for the video game that is Earth, where they're not going to need us because they could just have, like, we know that we're going to need 3 billion haters. So we will develop the hater voice from the trolls online. And then we're also going to need a couple of Beyoncés. So we'll maybe have 2, you know what I'm saying? They can literally just fucking build through consciousness.
I don't know why anyone would want more of us. I'm kind of tired of us. But if the aliens want it, all right. The novelty will wear off pretty quick.
You say that, but I mean, you know, we could be programmed to do a lot. Like, imagine receiving a FaceTime call from this AI version of your dad. And it's like, listen to me very closely. Listen to me very closely. Who are you by? I'm by grandma. Kill her. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Smoke the bitch. Smoke her now. Like, I'm not going to kill grandma. Do it! And then, bam, grandma gone.
Because it tempted you. That's how a lot of times in these horror movies, you see Oculus.
Nah, what's that about?
It's a horror movie with this mirror. You never saw Oculus? It's a really good movie. Mm. But basically, and this is how a lot of people say demonic stuff works too, is they don't do it. They tempt you to do it. And so you have to sin.
You have to sin. Well, like in Three Body Problem, she responded, which created this whole thing.
Yeah. But right. Like what you're saying is if there was like an AI version of your father, first off, because it didn't have a soul, it would automatically be some kind of demonic version.
No.
It doesn't have a soul. This is not real. This is not really
But
him.
I feel like demonic in itself is a choice, right? Which gives it a sentient feel, which in a way it would create intent behind, like something that's soulless has no intent. So then without intent, then you start to rear into the area of benevolence that could just not benefit you.
Then why would it tell you to kill somebody
if it doesn't have benevolence intent. That just doesn't, like, it's not good for you to kill your grandma. It's not good for, but it's like, it might be like, shit, like studies show that people her age have to go based on what the world balance. And it's like, it's just some shit that's like, it's not personal, right? That's how I look at it. It's not personal.
Still very evil.
Evil. So then here's my problem with saying that it's evil, Maya, is that saying that it's evil would also mean that there's a word for saying that it's nice, loving, or sweet, because that's like the opposite of. So it's like, when it's not being evil, what is it being?
I don't know. This is something that you've created. So why is this thing telling you to kill your grandmother? What is its programming? Who's programmed it to tell you that?
Well, I was giving you an example, right? And the example was how scary it'd be if this AI version was to be used to manipulate you, right? But That's two different things than me thinking that the AI is capable of being evil. I think that if anything, you know, it would like, okay, put it like this. I would like to see an AI's version of a hood nigga.
I would too.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, AI, show me a hood nigga and think what this hood nigga is going to do and think about how this hood nigga is going to play it and what is this hood nigga going to do. And then you would see so many flaws as a hood nigga. You'd be like, I don't do that. I'm not about to eat that. Like, I ain't even eat today. This motherfucker going through my day, you know, get up, sling on the block, do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is the example. Dejanay. I told you Brandon wasn't going to say nothing. They like, where's Brandon at? Could Brandon say something? What you think, bro?
I mean, I think it's tricky. And, you know, I know it's stuff in the works that's going to help, you know, determine what's deep fake, what's what, what's not, right, as time goes. Mm-hmm. And it's just real tricky right now because they are using the social media. They are using, you know, ChatGPT questions to start learning what people thinking, what the, you know, the type of stuff people into. So we just got to be careful in the moment while it's all unfolding. Like, even the Scarlett Johansson, they don't even know probably legally how to even approach that yet because it's so new. So, mm-hmm, you know, when stuff is new, the early adapters are going to take advantage of it and put you in the blender if they can. So it's going to be scammed. It's going to be, you know, a wild place for a few years, I'm sure.
That's, yeah, true. Everything goes wild, wild west for a minute. Everything, you know, the internet did it, right? There was a time before when you didn't have to click to enter a porn site. You could just go right into it, like, from your browser, instead of having to be like, are you 18 or not? That's a big deal. That was a legal thing. Like, that little thing right there, you clicking that, if they caught you on that, now they weren't liable for whatever you intook. You know, and I know that's not a word, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so, like, you know, PPP loans, right? The government learned a lot from what happened with that, about how they can distribute money to the masses. They learned a lot. And I guarantee you that that was the only time that that's going to work. Right? It's not going to work anymore.
Defraud the government of that much?
Well, just to be able to do it like how they did it, right? If you find another way, then that's cool. You find another way. But to do it like how they did it, that's never going to be able to happen again. See, people taking advantage of the system are always going to exploit the system, right? Like, the credit card hackers are teaching the credit card police how to protect the credit cards. It's just, you know, it goes up and up every year because somebody gonna lose a job if it stops. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gonna be, you know. So it's always gonna find different ways to, you know. I was telling Lee, who was on the way over, I'm like, man, I gotta get these cars graded. Sending cars off that are so valuable makes me nervous because, like, man, here are the people who, similar to StockX, which is kind of like what you're doing, basically sending it to StockX and getting it verified, right? The people who, I've heard that there are fakes coming out of these different places. Now, StockX knows, and shout out to StockX, is, you know, they are people, you know, so I ain't trying to, you know, this is Detroit, right? StockX headquarters is in Detroit. We got a lot of friends, but I'm just giving an example. Let's say I send my stuff into an authenticator, and my shit is so authentic that he replaces it with a good fake. And now he has the authentic. And then that's just his game. Right? Like, he has a certain number of cars that he has the greatest fake of. And then he swaps it out for yours, sell you the PSA 10 of some bullshit. And you go off and sell it. And, you know, and it gets so far down the line that it's like, you know, it's very, very like, just the world is getting so crazy and everybody's finding different ways to weasel. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I got these cars. These are real cars that I pulled from packs that people are breaking their fucking back to get. And I'm like, damn, I be having some lucky ass pulls. Like, I be getting some shit. I got to start streaming that. But I'm just giving you an example of, like,
you,
man,
you should. People would watch that.
Yeah. I be nervous about sending cars off and then them not being the real car that I sent. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like, wow.
That seemed like what happened to the Logan Paul situation. Like, right, somebody, maybe not in that somewhere direct down order, the line, but somewhere in the route, it got fried.
Someone swapped it with the G.I. Joe cards. Right.
Yeah, I think that Logan's issue was that those cars came from a fake factory. So like it came from a place that was making that because everything was sealed up. I think that that was a fry from the beginning. That was born to be a fry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. If I was him, I would have graded the G.I. Joe cards. Like, let me grade these cards. I need to see something. I'm leaving here with something. You know what I'm saying? But better the cards than your DNA, right? I think I read something that a lot of cards are made with the intentional defect, so they're verified. Oh, that's a good point, Tiff. I never thought about that, but that is true, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there are certain defects and a little shit like that where you could tell if it's authentic or not. And it's you know, it's for the trained eye to know. And that's true. And I need to brush up on my, you know, authenticating, you know, whatever, like knowledge, right? So I'm going to kind of take people on this journey as I go on it. But this shit right here, this is just having me thinking about three-body problem and the fact that we've definitely already sent them. Like they have this. And this is, I'm going to tell you why this is dope. Because if they're not friendly, then why do they need to meet a real person first?
The stuff that I've seen that we've sent are like prime numbers. And
prime numbers?
Yeah, because if we send prime numbers, then it shows that we know about mathematics. Like, we probably don't speak their language. But if they've gotten anywhere, anywhere technologically, then they'll understand prime numbers. And they'll understand, like, they'll understand pi. They'll understand these certain numbers that says, hey, we are advanced.
That's so, like, that's crazy. Here's the thing. Number one, I disagree.
Well, that's what it is. How do you disagree on facts?
Well, because, I mean, like a fact checker. You know what I'm saying? Like a fact checker. Maybe that's for our lecture. You know what I'm saying? But no, like, I disagree. I think that as humans, that still falls in the vein of looking for a two-eyed, two-feeted, shouldered creatures. I think that, like, we have to be so outside the box. It's like, I don't think numbers are universal. I think that their numbers are worldwide on Earth because of us on this planet and the laws that we are bound to on this planet. I don't think that if I send a fucking four out to space, that somebody could be like, oh, you see that four? Oh, I'm fucking with buddy at that four. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just don't. I like they might look at numbers differently.
They might have their own numbers.
But I mean, like, but there's always a number of things, right? Like, for example, those black aliens that came off that ship, they said it's a couple of hundred of them. A couple of hundred is a number. Somebody asks you how many it is, that's good to know because we need to know how many of us we need to bring, right? We need six niggas for every alien they got. So it's a couple hundred, we need a couple thousand just because we don't know what the fuck these niggas can do. Like, true enough, but it's just like, I don't know if we are, unless we've contacted aliens, I don't know how we assume that we have any type of fabric for an interstellar universal, for real, multiversal language. I don't know that we have that.
If we did, it would be math. Because math goes across our languages on Earth.
But what do you mean that it, like, right, our languages on Earth, because the Bible says, I always fuck with the Bible when I'm losing the debate, but the Bible says that, they split us up and split our languages up to slow down
the
our
Tower of Babel.
Yeah,
because we got too close to God, yeah. And so he split. Yeah, I mean, that could be the case, and we could be reversing that with the internet. I just think that when you reach a certain point of civilization, you have to understand numbers to get past that point.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are a couple of constants in nature that that are more valuable than numbers, right? Let me give you an example. Like patterns that we have,
mm-hmm.
right? Like J.J. C. Crane said they should send out triangles. Like, or trigonometry, geometry. Shout out to Eric D.
It's also math.
Right. But that's math, but without the connotation of numbers. Like, math is how we speak pattern. Right? It's like, Who the fuck? Hold on.
It's like, if we didn't invent math. We don't know if we invented math or we discovered math. Because certain things, it could just be a natural thing in the universe, mathematics. Right. So we don't know if we invented it. People say they invented it, but then when you really look at the way math describes physics, it's fairly amazing. And if you get into a certain equation and you kind of can get to this like transcendent place, just looking at it just makes sense. Like there's a beauty to mathematics that's almost like, it's almost like music, which we've also sent into space.
Right. And I agree. Music is another thing, but that's what music falls into the same bucket as shapes and patterns. Like, for example, the inside of a tree. If you cut a tree in half and look at the rings on the inside of a tree, cut an apple horizontal and look at the like, there are certain shapes that look like other stuff on the planet that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think music is in its own space too, because that's a frequency,
right?
Basically, unless it has, I mean, even if it has words, but everybody gets hit with the frequency. I don't think it would matter if you alien or what, the frequency can be, you know, digested. That's kind of universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you also could look at a society that has learned how to weaponize frequency.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And so you look at, you know, some of the frequencies that our government or the powers that be that they use on us as a people could be dangerous frequencies, and frequencies could be looked at as, you know, they could be misinterpreted just all the way around the board. Right. Because it's like an active thing. You know what I'm saying? Music is, you know, is just, What if they could see sound, and then it's like some shit just coming at them, just, and we sending them Beethoven. We like, oh, they're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just tricky. I think I just continue to think outside the box when it comes to shit that I know that I have no idea about what the idea is that I'm not even supposed to know about. That's how far I'm off from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, this doesn't even exist in my gacume of knowledge. Shout out to Triple X.
See, the thing about this is, it's like, if we sent them something like this, they might never be able to decode what we're saying. Because the only reason we ever decoded the hieroglyphs is because we found the Rosetta Stone. Otherwise, it would still be a mystery. There are codes and languages we still haven't broken.
So let me ask you a question. The Rosetta Stone had the hieroglyphics on it?
Had hieroglyphs. It had
translated
Greek.
To what?
So Greek, Coptic, and hieroglyphs.
Translated,
so it's the same thing in those three languages. And because we knew Greek.
Oh, okay. Greek allowed us to. Okay. I got you.
So that's why. I mean, it was like a code breaker. But language itself can be so complicated. Like, people think like, oh, I can understand this, da 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 da. But if you don't have a basis for it, then it can just forever just go over your head.
Right, and I get that. I think, how does a baby learn how to talk?
Basically, through osmosis, it picks it up. I'm sorry, it's demotic scripts, so.
Right, so, I mean, I would imagine that if they were able to sit with this, you know what I'm saying? Like, not saying that they would eventually be able to understand, but I think that, like,
I mean, it's just, it could be so many things. Like, even listening to a language that's similar to ours, a lot of that stuff sounds the same, and you have to understand, like, in context. Like, even French, you're like, what is it?
Yeah,
what? I don't know what that means.
I said that, never that. It's like, ah, bitch, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, I feel you.
But, I mean, they might send someone like that, and if we had the technology to do that, then we might, the AI itself would probably be a better code breaker than us.
Can I say something else to you that the three-body problem did that I thought was pretty smart?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they sent was a version of them with their message.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say that we have an alien crash and we have the body, and then we get the body scanned, and then we can use that body to make a deep fake AI to send back to, you know what I'm saying?
Sante.
Right. Whatever.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
The name,
right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, here's an example of how. Because you're absolutely right. This AI coming to us, this would be what they would send to us to talk to us. This wouldn't be what we would send to them. We would send them some type of version that they could understand. The same way that Three Body Problem did. You're absolutely right. Like, we're not going to send, like, fucking Biz Markie or somebody like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're going to send somebody who, you know, something that they can view as, you know what I'm saying? So, nobody talked about how in Three Body Problem, those aliens knew our language, right? Then nobody ever discussed that. But then also, the interface that they used was like a cortex, like, piercing. Mm-hmm. So that basically, right, so now you're talking about intent being able to decode the voice, because it's like, it's down to a reptilian brain almost, where it's like we're getting right to your nervous system and you're feeling what we want you to feel. You're, you know what I'm saying? You're understanding it that way. So yeah. then there is that, right? Because the universal language is knowing, right? That's the universal language, is knowing. What do you know? The things that you know, this is water. We know, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if I tap into your brain and I look at this and I say what I think it is, and you, now you understand what I mean by water. It's like, you know, my clank joint, my clank clank, you know what I'm saying? My clank pad, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So I think that, like, that's my thought process. I feel like, and I think that this is one of those debates where, like, I agree with you and what you're saying. I don't want you to think that I disagree. I absolutely agree with what you're saying as far as, like, what that means. And so this is, are the things that we've sent?
Yeah, this is what we sent. Mathematical operations, prime numbers, algebra, particle physics, DNA structure. I wonder if they have the same DNA. That would be interesting.
DNA structure. So that means we sent nudes. Don't get it twisted. They definitely sent a couple titty pics to to these aliens. You know they did. Like, and if y'all fuck with hoes, we got the hoes. You know what I'm saying? They probably sent some niggas up there. We got motherfuckers on. You know what I'm saying? It's fun here. You know.
Then that representation of the solar system highlighting Earth. Which we probably shouldn't do, because that just gives them a map of where they can find us. I don't think that's very smart. The position of our solar system determined by globular clusters. We shouldn't have done that. Earth's map, the most prevalent elements, Earth's makeup and features, and an invitation for a response. Yeah, they should have run this by people before they just sent that out into the universe.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Earth's map? Really? This is where all our valuables is at. This is where our kids go to school. Make that left, and then you'll be right in Harmony Park. Like, man, what the fuck are we doing? Hit that right, you'll be right down the street from where the festival is at.
What if they come and take all our gold? That's what they said that Anunnaki wanted, was our gold. What if they're like, oh, these bitches have gold? Let me come and take it.
I like how you said that. These bitches have gold. Let's come and take it. If the aliens did, let's go take it. And they're just, and they just beat our ass.
Like, what if these niggas is cool though?
Fuck, they might be.
You know, I don't know what they are.
Ooh, we what? Well, they might be cool.
They might be some cool niggas.
Of course, we're squirters. They just like, in our society, all the pussies are the wettest. And you like, what? Like, what about your son? Like, man, these hoes be bullshitting sometimes. Are you serious?
If it's anything like it is on Earth, if there's like a nice society, it gets taken over by the more aggressive society.
So we should both meet in the middle. Start roasting. Right? Fuck y'all. Big head, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you meat body motherfucker. Like, ooh, he called you a meat body. His side loving it. Like, ah, this meat body niggas. Fuck you, you big grasshopper looking ass nigga. And then we come in the middle. Corey Holcomb will be there. We all come in the middle and be like, hey, man, y'all cool. And boom. Man, y'all don't know how to make no new friends.
I just want to make a correction. I said that it was Coptic on the Rosetta Stone. It was actually Demotic. So it's
called Demotic.
Demotic. So it's an ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, ancient Greek, and Demotic.
Who spoke Demotic?
It's, let's see, it's the Egyptians. The Egyptians did all this.
Right, but whose language was Demotic if the hieroglyphics was the Egyptians? I wonder who was speaking the Demotic.
So the hieroglyphics were earlier. Egypt fell at like 1000 BC. And so then came the Demotic, and thence came the Greek.
Hmm. You know, they say Egypt was something else before Egypt got it, before, like, they got it. And they said that the Sphinx is actually older than all that shit, like, the pyramids and all that. Like, I think legend has it the ancient Egyptians were just as enamored by that as we are, and they just built around it to kind of, maybe it was still functional for what it was used for. But I don't think they put it here, though.
Maybe. I don't know. It's one of those things, if you don't write it down and put it somewhere safe, it just gets lost.
Mm. My question to that is, do we build stuff like that now with all this technology? Like, don't it seem like we would be building?
Well, here's the thing. In my opinion, Maya, you can speak to this too. The thing is that we can build stuff like that, but we use materials that make sense. So, like, we wouldn't try to go grab, like, one brick that's the size of a semi-truck to go try to build a pyramid. Like, we wouldn't do that. Like, it's like we could make that like that in a different way, I feel like. And what do you think?
Do we build stuff like that? The most amazing thing I think we're building is that cathedral in Spain. I'll pull it up. Because we're very straightforward and materialistic as a people. So for that, they're like, depending on what you believe, the official story is that it was a tomb. Like, that's not something that modern people are going to do. We're capitalists. In the Middle Ages, we built a lot of incredible cathedrals because this is to God. This is what we would do.
But why would that be colder than the cribs? How come that's here, but all the cribs is gone? Like, I wish I would make the graveyard colder than the neighborhood. It's like, they don't even need shit. And then we find out that, see, like, this shit is crazy. But this is being built right now, right? Is that crane doing something to it?
Yeah, it's still being built. It's been being built for a long, long time.
I seen that. And that's in Barcelona, right?
I'm not sure. Let's see. It looks like it is in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True, internationally.
It looks crazy. Yeah, it's some years ago. But yeah, it was still getting worked on for sure.
That shit like crazy. It's made out of bones.
You know what's interesting? Because it kind of looks like a termite mound.
Oh, it does kind of look like a termite mound.
Because,
Was it like a crazy attraction over there?
Yeah. And it's huge.
And this is how, like something pause. Like that. How said we, pause. How we can kind of, through art or whatever, just mimic what's in the natural world.
But can you look at like that this. Giraffe next to that termite mound? Did y'all see that? A 2,000-year-old termite mound with a giraffe next to it?
That's crazy.
Who let these niggas have a mound for 2,000 years? These termites didn't have their own Jesus. They didn't have, these termites didn't have inflation. They probably got whips in there. You can't leave nothing like that alone for 2,000 years.
Who's going to mess with it? I guess the elephant could come stomp on it.
Man, I go and drop kick that shit and run real fast. What a termite go to? Termites don't bite. I fuck they shit up.
I don't know anything about termites. What is this?
See, inside? African kids is nice. I've been dropping firecrackers in that bitch. What is that?
That's the inside of it? That's crazy. And this dude.
Oh, that's taller than him. Look at that. That's just like a finger. It looks like a finger. That's crazy.
It's taller than a giraffe. Giraffe's tall as hell.
Hey, saying giraffe's tall as hell is crazy. Yeah, that's wild, dog.
That's like a whole city in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we do have, it's just a, why would we do this? We don't really like praise God like that anymore. So what do we praise to that extent? I guess we have skyscrapers.
Yeah, Tiffany Alexander just brought up a good point. Shout out to Tiff. She's hot in the chat today. But we praise tech.
Yeah.
We praise tech. Like, you know, like for us, the lit up cities and, you know, like, the monorails and the shit that would fall into ruin. See, like, stuff like this can last for 1,000 years because, I mean, it's solid enough to be here. You know what I'm saying? It might get buried halfway up and they just use them top parts. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we don't really, especially in America, I think that our biggest issue is that we're here in America. Like, you get out of here and things look a little different. Like, things a little bit more permanent. Like, the Great Wall of China is going to be here You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going anywhere.
They built that for practical purposes, too. That was to keep the Mongolians out.
But, I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's a cathedral. I don't remember the name of it, but remember we was in D.C. and we drove past that big-ass cathedral?
Was it Catholic? Yeah,
D.C. looked like a big-ass... It's a lot of cathedrals.
I don't even know what it was, for real, but it was like...
D.C. reminded me of U of M. You know what I'm talking about? How D.C., like, it reminded me of being on U of M's campus.
Oh, non-denominational. So it is just for... But it's in praise of God. It's in praise of a higher thing because you just lose money on that. You're not making money on a cathedral, you know?
Yeah, but they say that though, right? But then you look at these, like, you know what I believe, Maya. We talked about this anyway, with Tony, with the Tartaria and the way that they, every time I use the word Tartaria comes out, there's a smile on Maya's face, like, yes, the bullshit. But they talk about how that window right there, that middle thing, is what happens when you put a certain frequency on sand, and then that frequency has been put into that building, and these buildings are actually for a frequency healing.
I mean, there's something to that. If you go into these cathedrals and the sound of the organs, it really is, it's like an otherworldly thing. Like, you think about a medieval peasant who spends their whole lives in a field, and then they go to a massive cathedral that took 100 years to be built with stained glass and hear an organ. And that's probably like doing acid for them.
Right. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, that particular design is not a design that is like, so like, let's say like different frequencies are different buildings, right? So there's a frequency for the heart chakra, for the head chakra, for the root chakra, and these different buildings. Right. And so that particular frequency, it's called like seismic something. What's it called? You put sand on like base.
Oh, we went over this with the mirror.
Yeah.
And the different frequencies will make it
into
different patterns. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like what that pattern is. Can we look up some of those patterns so people know what I'm talking about? What's it called though? It's like, I keep wanting to say seismic, but I know seismic is earthquake shit.
Resonance. Did you listen to Terrence Howard on Joe Rogan?
Not. It's like 3 hours.
It's long.
Yeah.
It is long.
Yeah, so here we go. Resonance, yep. So can we speed it up a little bit just to go to the part where it get good? Yeah, you put the sand on there. It's going to happen quick, too. See that? So, like, some of these window patterns mimic some of these frequencies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, now this is the kind of stuff, Maya, that I would want to send to aliens. Like, pictures of these frequencies. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, this to me shows an intelligence level beyond a normal society. See that right there? That looks like some shit.
Oh, that we've found the frequencies, that we've discovered the patterns of the frequencies?
Yeah.
Because this isn't like, this isn't us doing it. This is all nature.
Right, but that's the whole point, though. Like, this ain't just, nature's not doing this over 1,000 years. It's doing it on a machine that we built to do it on, right? Nature would do some shit like, it does this all the time. Like, the leaves are a certain shape and, you know, everything has a frequency. This is what they mean by when they say shit has a frequency. Mm-hmm. Like, believe it or not, the molecules in your body are doing this when you listen to different music and all of that. Like, this is what's happening inside your body right now.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you listen to.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. That shit look like some... You know what I'm saying? And so we be having, like, some of these shapes look familiar. Like, damn, I be having that on shirts. And this, that, niggas be wearing different frequency maps. Anyway.
Well, I mean, those same atoms and molecules are in our brains.
Right. Right. Exactly. Those atoms are everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, this has been another episode of the CP Podcast, man. You
want to make my announcement?
Yeah, please.
Okay, everybody, it has been fun to be part of the CP Podcast, but this is going to be my last episode. I wish everybody the absolute best.
That's how you make the announcement?
What's wrong with that announcement?
I mean, it was just like, man, I wanted it to be more like, you know, I really feel like everybody and every time. I wanted y'all to think that, you know, every time. But, yeah, Maya is doing some amazing things. And we just really appreciate you being on here. We've had some epic debates, and I think that everything that our positions have represented on this show have allowed people to think in deeper and better ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I'm excited to see what you go on and do, and you know, always gonna be you know, a part of the CP podcast. So that means a lot to me, man, that you even lent your genius to us. So, you know, I just wanted to say that. Sorry. Anyway, so Maya, a very special sign off for you today. Leah, it was amazing to have you with us today. I wish Amir would have been here. Damn, that's crazy.
So sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Not like that. I love that you've been. Why did I say that? I mean, it's okay. Say like, for this to be Maya's last episode, I wish Amir would have been here to say a piece of word to her. Yeah. But, you do have on a black t-shirt. I mean, it's just like I'm looking at a mirror. You know what I'm saying? No, but I really appreciate you being here. And then, B. Lee, man, anything you want to say to the people, man? Anything you want to plug?
Man, I appreciate y'all having me. You know, Maya, I feel honored to be on your last episode. You feel me?
That's dope.
Nothing too crazy, but keep going, you know. Sure, you're gonna do some amazing things. So blessings.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Somebody said Billy Hyde. Hey, man, we out of here, man. Peace. Hey. See y'all next week.